It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher and Rich.
Tough is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And this is reporter Milo, and he's out.
Sometimes you gotta let the kids have their fun. All right, Rich, we are doing our tournament. This is the great moments of the Toucher and Rich radio program. I saw on Twitter that this is your favorite moment from the show.
Yep, my favorite. It's been that way for a while.
All right, so what are we going to hear here?
You know what? This happened, at least a decade ago, I would think. But there is A certain horrible group of people that we had some fun with. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the Westboro Baptist Church interview that we did. Let it roll.
It's been very hard to do the show over the last couple of days because of the death of Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard, there was a website that I had always been under the impression was a parody.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is what, Rich?
Well, it's two different things. One is there is a church called the Westboro Baptist Church.
In
Topeka, Kansas. They put out a news release on the day that Heath Ledger died. And I'll read it to you. It says right here, Brokeback Mountain star Heath Ledger is dead. Westboro Baptist Church will picket his funeral. And then it has a Bible phrase, thou shalt not lie with mankind. As with womankind, it is an abomination. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And then it says, yes, WBC will picket this pervert's funeral in religious protest and warning. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. That's another quote from the Bible. It says, Heath Ledger thought it was great fun to find God and his plain word. Ergo, God hates the sordid, tacky bucket of slime seasoned with vomit known as Brokeback Mountain. And he hates all persons having anything whatsoever to do with it.
What wonderful imagery.
And then in giant letters at the bottom it says, very simply, Heath Ledger is now in hell and has begun serving his eternal sentence there, beside which nothing else about Heath Ledger is relevant or consequential.
Why is that one part of the Bible, that one sentence, so very popular?
Right. I mean, it's, you know,
there's so many rules.
Forget about, you know, the great commandment, love others as you'd have yourself be loved, you know.
No. But there's like so many things you could pick out. I'm not even talking about like the good or bad. I'm just saying that there's so many. You could flip to any page and point at stuff.
Right.
I mean, there's people that take the snake handling thing literally because there's some passage. Oh, boy.
Well, it's just so easy, I guess, when you're living in Topeka, Kansas, because you probably never see openly gay people, or probably minorities for that matter.
Yeah, I find it odd what people grip onto in the Bible. But anyway, so Rich, you know, informed me about it, and I found out that this church is definitely real, and so we wanted to interview them, but not in a traditional interview. Obviously, you could talk to the woman and, you know, say, hey, you're crazy, and she yells out Bible verses, or you could take other techniques, but we're fairly confident that this interview, an interview like this has never been done. The premise of the interview, Rich, is that we are doing it from a small religious station.
Right, Praise 108.
Praise 108. Only this station obviously doesn't check its advertising very well because there's a bit of a change.
Yes. Yeah, so let's go ahead and shall we go ahead and go to the interview?
Yes.
All right. Let's roll it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Margie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Margie.
Hello.
Hi, it's Mark.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be a live interview.
Hi there. This is Tim. How are you doing?
Good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you, too. How about we get started? And 3, 2.
It's Praise 108. It's Mark and Tim. Thank you for joining us. Hope God is with you. We are talking to a woman named Margie. She's part of the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, a church that is getting some negative press recently due to some news releases that they put out about the Brokeback Mountain star, of course, Brokeback Mountain. Tim, we've talked about that movie, and it showed a ungodly lifestyle.
Yes.
And it was something that we encouraged all parents not only to not keep their children from, but to not see. And they are making the statement that is shocking to the liberal media and to the secular community that Heath Ledger is now in hell. Margie, thank you for joining us.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, Margie, could you please tell me a little bit about this press release you put out? What exactly are you trying to say to the general public about Heath Ledger?
Well, we're trying to say that if you lionize, glorify, or live like Heath Ledger, you'll end up like him, which is an eternal torment. All of his pomp and arrogance, brooding style, and all that blah, 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 that and 50 cents will not get him one drop of water to
now
cool his tongue. We've already made a new sign that says, broke back in hell.
Now, I'm reading on your press release, it says Heath Ledger thought it was great fun to find God. Now, are you saying that he's not going to heaven because he is a homosexual?
The main point is he is an international icon for one thing, and that is mockingly portraying a cowboy. What a clever move by Satan to take the rugged American values and portray them through a smirking. His perverted family in Australia raised him to think it's a good idea. All the voices of doomed America encouraged him. If you think you can defy the standard of God with impunity, you are mistaken. He cut him off in his youth.
All right, we're talking to Margie, praise God, from Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. You're right, the liberal media, the secular media, has been glorifying this man who abused drugs. I'm reading he had a child out of wedlock, and it is brave of you. And Margie, we're going to ask you to hang on real quick. We're going to put you on hold and be right back.
Okay.
We are Mark and Tim, Praise 108.
Hey, Jeff. What's going on, Dave?
Not much. Just a little depressed.
Why's that?
I can't seem to find a dating website that works for me. It always matches me up with some really hot girl.
What's so bad about that?
I like dudes.
Have you tried hotanonymousgaysex.com?
No. What is hotanonymousgaysex.com?
Well, it's a place where gay men like you can meet up with other hot gay dudes and have hot anonymous gay sex.
No kidding.
There's even closeted homosexuals on there as well as family men, if you know what I'm saying.
So how do you know so much about hot anonymous? HotAnonymousGaySex.com.
Because just this morning I had hot gay sex with a guy in a Dale Earnhardt jacket on top of an American flag.
You had gay sex with number 3?
More like 9.5.
HotAnonymousGaySex.com. Gay dudes that want to do it with you, whether you like it or not. Go with Christ.
We are back. Margie from the Westboro Baptist Church on Mark and Tim, putting the message out. Praise God, and letting people know Heath Ledger is actually an internal damnation for what he portrayed in the film Brokeback Mountain. Thank you, Margie, for continuing to talk to us.
Margie, what kind of reaction have you had from the media?
Well, the kind of reaction we always get when we say these plain words. I think that Christ is about to return. I think the world is doomed. And I think that this nation had a unique role, just like ancient Israel, in that they had divine light, they were blessed, and their betrayal of the truth of God and the enabling that the Christian so-called community has done, this country has a lot of explaining to do to the Lord their God, and with all due respect, especially the Christian community.
Amen.
Amen.
Sit back on their hands and let this happen. What all the Christians should have been doing is picking a picket sign up, but they didn't.
Amen.
And they will rejoice and lift up, for the redemption draws nigh. Meanwhile, the rest of them are lumbering off to hell together.
Well, here we hope from your mouth to God's ears, Margie, where Mark and Tim are going to take a one-minute break. Be back with Margie from Westboro Baptist Church.
Hey, this is Dick Johnson. Come check out my new club, Swinging Dicks.
Swinging Dicks.
You'll find the hottest nude gay men at Swinging Dicks.
Swinging Dicks.
Everyone's gay and everyone's naked. Swinging Dicks.
When most clubs close at 2 o'clock, the party continues at Swinging Dicks. Me and all my gay friends run out and find straight dudes to have sex with and give them the gays.
The gays.
Leave your prophylactics at home.
And Swinging Dicks is the home of the all-minority gay dance team.
That's right. They're minorities and they're gay.
Come see our Swinging Dicks gay impersonators.
You'll see gay Toby Keith,
gay Garth Brooks,
gay Charlie Daniels,
and don't forget about our newest addition,
super gay Mike Huckabee.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's just having gay sex everywhere at Swinging Dicks.
Swinging Dicks.
Show up straight,
go home with a case of the gays
at Swinging Dicks.
We're back with Margie from the Westboro Baptist Church on Praise 108. Thank you so much, Margie.
You're presentation tells what you are. I'm not one bit interested in what filth you have to tell. If you want to ask some questions about our testimony to this generation, I'll be happy to answer those. If you continue down this trail, I'll just start answering my own questions.
I'm sorry.
I'm not getting in the gutter with you silly girls.
I'm sorry.
We don't do gutter. So how about if you elevate the dialogue a little bit and let's see if you've got a relevant question.
Margie, we apologize. We don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Right, we don't know what kind of commercials play or anything like that.
Did you ever see the film Brokeback Mountain? We encouraged our audience not to, but...
Well, of course I didn't see it. I don't need to see it to understand what it's about.
Now, in your mind, because I'm reading the press release, and it says that Heath Ledger is now in hell and has begun serving his eternal sentence there. And I do agree with you. Just describe for our listeners what you think is happening to Heath Ledger right now.
Well, we have some understanding from the scriptures, and it's such things as the smoke of their torment ascendeth up both day and night forever. They gnaw their tongues for pain, even as they blaspheme him further. The nature of the new body that Heath Ledger has is such that eternally, his capacity for pain will grow. You know, in your human body, after so much pain, you just pass out. That doesn't happen with the new body. He was predestined for hell, and that's where he'll stay.
Margie, with some excellent points here from Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. We are Mark and Tim on Praise 108. Margie, could you sit through one more minute break, and then
we can come
back and finish things up? Thank you.
We're going to put you on hold for just a moment, okay?
All right.
We're in commercial.
Whew. What'd you do last night, man?
Huh?
What did you do last night?
I swear to God, I don't think I could ever have another drink. I went out last night, and Leroy was furious.
Oh, you're back with Leroy?
I mean, not back with him. I saw him last night. Things got ugly. He has a new boyfriend. I was jealous.
Is it Raymond?
Because
I... Raymond,
his name is not appropriate. All I remember is that I'll never be the same.
Well, I'll tell you what, Raymond has the any guy I've ever been with.
All I know, someone
my has been for at least 2 weeks.
I still can't.
I know he's got a. He was. I swear, he almost. It was unbelievable. I got by that guy.
15 seconds.
Okay, right. Okay, hang on. 15 seconds. Okay, and you know, and he was using. He was using all these crazy different utensils.
All right, 5 seconds. Okay.
4, 3.
We're back with Margie,
two,
right?
Yeah. 1.
Praise 108. We are Mark and Tim. We have Margie on the line from Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas.
Margie, is there anything else you would like to say to the listeners out there?
Having heard the filth that you've put in along the way, you are the voice of a cursed nation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I
so
agree.
If well, you,
Margie,
if you
I, we don't
think
know.
That comes as
Margie,
a surprise to me, you're mistaken.
Once again, we don't know what the stations play. I'm sorry about that.
It doesn't matter if you know what the station plays. What matters is what came out of your mouth.
Yeah, we don't know
now,
what
this country is full of iniquity. It's no wonder that the 1% of the population have a chokehold on the entire country because you all have made proud sin your policy. And now he's cursed you and pickled you in your filth and sin. You're incapable of anything but filth coming out of your mouths and out of your airwaves.
Do you have a husband, Margie?
No, I'm single.
You're single? Oh, okay. Like, do you have any kind of a son by any chance?
Well, I do have an adopted 24-year-old son, yes. I'm trying to figure out what the relevance of that is, but
well,
that's not really the topic of our conversation.
Is he good looking?
The wrath of God is pouring out on this nation. That's why your soldiers are coming home in body bags.
You're correct, and I apologize. I apologize. We'll go back to Brokeback Mountain and your message. I want to ask you once again about your son. Does he have...
Rather than answer that question, I'll tell you this. Perverse.
Well, Margie, thank
generation.
You so much for joining us from Westboro Baptist
you,
Church.
Ladies.
Thank you very much.
Topeka, Kansas.
You
it is Mark and Tim from Praise 108
and
saying goodbye to you. Margie, thank you so much for
anything
joining
else,
us.
Ladies?
We are not ladies,
well
but that takes care
you
of it.
Should
God
read
bless
the
you.
Passage.
We know
your
we don't know what
that's
you're talking
witness
about.
Against you. You declare
absolutely.
Your sin is Sodom.
Well, thank you so
you're
much for joining us, and God bless
Christian.
All.
Yes,
we are Toucher and Rich. I said the name of the show by accident.
Yeah, you blew the whole bit.
You can't keep the face up the whole time, you know.
The real I couldn't. I stopped believing I was on Praise. Sam, hello, sir.
Yo, I've got Taco Bell up my nose. I was laughing so hard.
We enjoyed Taco Bell.
Thank you, brother.
We enjoyed that as well. Taco Bell. Sean, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I just had to pull my car over. I just almost crashed my car. That is the funniest thing that has ever been played over the radio ever.
Gunner, go ahead, sir. Gunner, shed some light on this.
This is the Gunner of the Church of Bud. We drink it, we smoke it. This is a church of Bud.
Yeah. Indeed, right on topic. Right on topic. Well, thank you, everyone, for your kind, kind words.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy. Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm fine. I'm 81 years old. I'm just going with it.
You're handling like a trooper.
Lots of beer in the fridge.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Now, John, you're in Natick, and Rich, I don't know if you want me to say where you are.
Well, I don't care.
But
yeah.
I'm in Nantucket
right now.
Yeah, you're in Nantucket. Have you got, so you've been to the grocery store. I would imagine that you that it's not the same kind of situation as normal.
No, not even close.
No, but Rich, like, I would imagine Nantucket grocery stores are kind of the same. No,
yeah, it is. I mean, there's a big like Stop and Shop that's here, and yeah, I mean, it's just like going to like a Shaw's or a Stop and Shop anywhere.
Right.
It's like one that's in, like, right in the middle of everything, and yeah.
Procedures are different, though.
Well, there's a cop at Wegmans.
Yeah.
There's a cop at Wegmans, and it's like, apparently it's like the airport. Like, there's, you know, the barriers and the lines, and then there's people with walkie-talkies saying if you can come in or not.
Well, so there's, I think it's the town of Beverly. I might be wrong, but I saw it on WBZ this morning. But there is one town, and I might be wrong, so don't take my word for this, but there is a town.
I'm going to sue you.
You need to do that. that has broken up the dates that you were allowed to go shopping. Like, they're dividing it into three different areas. And if you live in this area, you can go on Monday and Thursday. This area, it's like Tuesday and Friday, and they've divided it up that way, which to me would just cause almost more hysteria.
It's stupid.
Yeah. That part of it's insane.
You need food. I mean, so the country club I belong to, you can't find eggs. So very shrewdly, the country club I belong to, which, by the way, I still have to pay for, even though I'm not going to be able to use it, is offering eggs at a decent price. Mm. So you call them, and then you can procure eggs over there.
Did you see the video that I posted yesterday? Somebody sent it to me. It's the doctor who, because I was, you know, telling you guys about how, you know, I got groceries, but what I did was I put them like in the stuff that didn't need to be chilled or frozen. I put them in my garage for 2 days, and then I put some of the chilled and frozen stuff. I have like a little cooler that I put it in there, and I waited 2 days until I brought them out and brought them into our house and into our kitchen. And, you know, obviously that sounds a little crazy, but there was a doctor yesterday who made this video on how to properly prepare your takeout food and your groceries. And it's insane. So this guy is a dude that is a surgeon, and he deals in having to do surgeries where you have to have, you know, absolutely no contamination whatsoever. Right. And he goes through these tricks and tips on how to sterilize your food. Part of it's kind of interesting. Like, you know, if you got like a frozen pizza or something, he said, you know, the box here is what would have all the contamination. He goes, imagine everything that you buy having glitter all over it, and your job is to get that glitter off, and soap and like a Clorox wipe or a Lysol wipe is what gets it off. And he goes through like each item, but he goes, with a frozen pizza, you can take the box off and just put the wrapped part of the pizza in the freezer. I'm like, okay, well, that's smart. But then he gets weird, and he takes this big thing of like oranges that he bought, like a big bag of oranges, and has a sink filled with soap and water, rinses off each one for 20 seconds, and cleans it that way. But I mean, this is a surgeon, and he goes,
no,
"I'm not."
I understand.
Like, this is a dude that, like, it, you know, he's, you know,
there's
a guy
who works. Surgeons that perform surgeries drunk. But okay, go.
But it just seems so over the top, and he made a point. I'm like, even me, I'm like going, wow, this seems a little ridiculous.
Well,
and he goes,
you are in a situation that is very understandable that you would be extra careful.
Well, I think everyone now, even though my wife is immunocompromised, I think everyone now is kind of in the same boat. Just because she's got that, I mean, this is extremely contagious.
No. I am practicing social distancing and all these things, but I'm not cleaning a box of pizza.
The box of pizza thing, I think that if you just let it kind of sit for 2 days, you're going to be fine. Like, I'm just worried about
it. We get takeout every night because I order it from places that I have friends that own it.
Yeah.
And I mean, what am I going to do, Rich? I mean, seriously, like, I mean, at a certain point, what am I going to do? I mean, I'm trying my best.
Well, there's ways he was showing too on how to like eat the takeout and make it safer. I mean, there's a couple easy things you can do that aren't tough. Like he was talking about, let's say you get, he had, for example, a McDonald's, like a Big Mac. You know, it comes in one of those boxes. He says, just have plates out ready and then take the box and just like open it up and place the burger on the plate. So the box is the thing that's contaminated. It's not the burger on the inside.
Right.
And he also said that the hotter food has a less chance of having the virus or being able to contain the virus in cold food. So if you have the option, order hot food. I mean, it's a fascinating video, and it's weird because part of you wants to laugh at it, and then you're kind of like, man, this is kind of the world we live in right now for all intents and purposes. You've seen at the grocery store the plastic shield that they've put. I mean, first of all, these people are saints who are working at these stores right now.
If you're working at the grocery store and or a pharmacy or something like that, absolutely. Yes, you are you should be making triple what you're making.
Well, I know that a lot of the grocery stores chains have stepped up, which is good. Like they're paying them extra. They're probably making a lot more too right now, like the grocery stores. So it's good to see these companies, you know, for the most part, for what they're doing, you know, it's like hazard pay that a few of them have announced that they're giving these people raises for doing
I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. How in good conscience you wouldn't give someone a raise?
No question.
Condition. But then I I had to pick up a prescription at Walgreens, and they like, you know, mark the floor from 6 feet apart and everything, whatever, that's fine. And then when you pick up, like, there was a guy in front of me, so I waited, you know, behind the line, that's 6 feet. But there are people in, like, hazmat suits. Like walking around.
Yeah, I saw a guy with a full-on gas mask, like one that's got the thing on the side. I mean, whatever, man. If that's all you got,
your car and drive somewhere with a gas mask on. Really?
Well, really? Was really into S&M.
Oh my god!
Right, it was a Thursday. That's just what he wears. Jesus.
Right, exactly. Maybe it was well, finally, I can wear this out and not be judged.
I mean, it's one of those things where, as I said, you know, 2 weeks ago we would have died laughing and stuff like that. But now it's almost like, dude, I get it.
I don't get it. I don't get the gas mask.
That's too much.
He was an older dude, so I kind of understood. He's probably freaking out.
I'm not going to hit him in the face or anything. I mean,
you should.
I'm going to judge him. I'm just going to judge him.
Your friend's going to smack him. How dare you?
Like, I don't, like, listen, do you. I don't care, but, like, I'm going to laugh at you. You got a gas mask on. Like something that you would wear into a fire.
Yeah, Fred, it was the thing with the two cans on the side of the mouth. You know what I'm talking about?
But I guarantee you he's an S&M guy, and that he just, like, had it. Because you don't just, like, buy a gas mask.
Right, what's he ready for?
Right, exactly. Like, you can't just get a gas mask in, like, a week, can you? Can you just, like, order a gas mask?
Dude, I don't know. All I know is that he's walking around. I'm just wondering. Hey, dude.
I guarantee you he's an S&M guy. Guarantee you.
With a gas mask.
Have you ever
some guy's going to show up with, like, a gag ball?
Have you ever seen the Sex Pistols movie
that Malcolm
Nancy? McClure played? No. It's they're in it. But it starts off with Malcolm McLaren in a, like, S&M gear with a gas mask where you really can't breathe through it. Like, it's very belabored breathing, which is part of the autoerotic thing that he's doing. So, I'm just now, Great Rock and Roll Swindle is the name of it. Okay. But it starts off, and I always hated it because, like, that S&M stuff at a certain point really bugs me. But, I mean, go ahead and do it. I don't care. But I guarantee that's not just something that you've bought. Like, you're either at, like, a really weird doomsday prepper, or you're a S&M guy, and I'm going S&M every single time.
You know what's weird is that my father-in-law is a doomsday prepper. Like, he has a plot in the middle of Florida that's like a bunker. Like, he's got one of those things that hydrates, like, strawberries and fruit and things like that. Like, he's got them all frozen or shriveled or whatever they call them. And he's like laid back. Like, he doesn't care about any of this stuff. Like, he's still going out and going to the store. He's in Florida too, where of course everyone's like real loose down there. Like, nobody stopped doing anything in Florida. But yeah, so out of all the people that I thought would be like, oh, it's my time to shine, he's like, this isn't anything like what I thought it would be.
Yeah, because he's prepared for like Armageddon.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like the right. He has something in his mind that this isn't it.
You heard Liberty College, Liberty University is reopened. Yep. The great Jerry Falwell Jr.
Falwell says there's nothing to fear. Falwell's
he's a great mind.
Yeah.
He's a very intellectual man. Can you imagine going to Liberty University? Ew. He's on TV saying a bunch of stupid crap.
Somebody wants to yell. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Somebody wants to yell at me in line one for being hysterical about all this. If you'd like to take that call. Hung up? Okay. Well, that's all right. We can do Richie on line two, though.
All right, Richie, go ahead.
Hey, so real quick, talking about the world we live in these days. I'm in a bank yesterday in Framingham, and I'm sitting there, and on come people coming in to cash checks or do whatever they're doing, wearing mask and gloves. It's kind of crazy nowadays, right?
I wear gloves. I wear gloves everywhere. Like if I have to go to a store, like the grocery store, hell yeah, I'm wearing gloves. There's no question.
Well, I read that you should still keep using cash. And I didn't get far enough into the article about
cash is the dirtiest thing you can put your hands on now.
I understand, but it was some economical reason that you should still use cash. But I'm bullish on this getting. I read that Nobel Prize winner that predicted the pandemic in China, and I am bullish on this ending. Now, I think that we all have to be very responsible. But I am I'm not going out there and, you know, and like Frenching a bunch of people. But
when's the last time you heard the term Frenching someone? Sixth grade?
You don't like the French kiss?
That's French, baby.
Zoe, do you know what a French kiss is?
Oh man.
Don't do this awkward.
Oh
here.
Man.
Stop.
I don't know.
I heard Daddy let you swear yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it cool? Yeah.
No.
It was loud. Not. Did you swear during basketball?
Really loud.
I was afraid you were going to actually say the word, so I kind of cut out and I didn't say anything there.
They all, they love to be on the radio. They both come up individually. Mm-hmm. So that's they've gotten their fill for the day. All right. Well, gloves or no gloves, we are... I read that, and it was the first thing that made me feel like there might be a return to normalcy sooner than some people are saying.
Italy's finally going in the other direction, Italy's been awful. I mean, they've been awful, but
they handled it terribly. And
they did.
And this guy says that Italy is, and take this for what it's worth, is a much more social society, and... like it was very hard for people to
they jacked around for so long, Fred.
Yes, and it was hard for people to separate because it's not in the culture. And so he was saying that they massively screwed up. But there's still like you just said, he predicted that it was going to go down at this point. So he said that the US is see, here's the thing, and then we'll break. Is that I think that it behooves the media to be hysterical about everything, but not in terms of what we have to do. Now, don't get me wrong, but in terms of how long this is going to last, which is of no consequence when it comes to how we're handling ourselves, because as long as it lasts, it lasts. And we remove ourselves and we keep 6 feet away from each other. So saying how long it lasts, it is not dangerous. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think what to say how long it lasts, like in proportion to how we act.
But we're acting in a way. So if it lasts, it lasts. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not encouraging anyone to, you know, go out in French, but but I think it behooves the media to sensationalize things and say how long it's going to last. And I think it behooves politicians to say that it's going to last a long time because it makes them seem like they are like heroic.
Sure, that they've ended it before it was supposed to. Right. It's almost like, you know, under promise, over deliver.
Yeah.
You know, just the perception, instead of saying, yeah, we're going to be done by Easter, you know, it's almost better to say, we're not going to be out of this thing until December.
Exactly.
And then when it's over, you look great.
Right,
you
exactly. Know, exactly.
It's a psychology that is falling on deaf ears on some people. So.
Right, exactly. I'm the mainstream media I am very wary of right now. We have two breaks. Nick Jamelli actually just texted me. So if Nick's doing it, we're in big trouble. All right. We'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Free Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Tucker and Rich. We're having Sarge on, but Sarge is complaining because I am not following the station clock.
What?
Because I do not have a clock in front of me.
Why is he complaining?
Because he's Sarge.
Okay.
Sarge had a good appearance the other day with us. Believe it or not.
Was I there?
No. It was a brief to the point. We were checking on him, and it kind of just went. It went well, so I'm crossing our fingers.
Yeah,
because you know what? To be honest, there's certain people that I'm thinking about during all this, and one of them would be Sarge, because Sarge lives, on his own. I believe, you know.
Yeah, but his parents are here.
Yeah, but he's not going to go over. I mean, I don't know what he's doing. I'm just home with all of those wrestling belts alone. And say, we gotta check on the guy.
You gotta clean him off. And plus WrestleMania and all these things.
Well, I do feel bad. That's a big guy's weekend. It's dude's weekend, and they weren't able to do it.
Sarge, hello.
Hey guys, how are you?
How you doing? So, are you holed up at home at your apartment?
Yeah, right in your neighborhood, Fred. Just a few streets away from you. So I might see you walking around the main streets of Newton. But
you're in Newton Center?
Not too far, right down the road from you.
And that's where your apartment is?
Yeah, I've only told you a million times when hosts don't listen, apparently. But right around the corner. And thankfully, my family is close to, so, right over the line in Needham, which is nice if I've got to go home once a week or whatnot. But it's a crazy time, guys. Crazy with the WrestleMania stuff you just talked about and all the other things going on. It's definitely been an effect on me, no doubt.
So are you all by yourself at your place? It's just you, right?
Yeah, I'm part of it's a compound where I have, I have a landlord too.
I'm talking about when you're quarantining.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant is a single family home or whatever. Yes.
No. Yeah. So it's just you, and this is a time where, I mean, you aren't doing anything for the Revs, because I know you're the voice of the guy. I have a feeling that all of the trivia nights are canceled.
Yeah, it's been to the restaurants or the bars, yeah.
You can't go out to the Kowloon because it's takeout only.
Well, yeah, you do takeout. That's it.
So what are you doing to fill the time?
No, so thankfully, you know, myself and James Stewart, we're still doing the Wrestling Inside the Ropes podcast here on the Sports Hub, which is good, once a week.
Okay, that's an hour a week, right? What are you doing the rest of the time?
Well, obviously, you know, WrestleMania and WWE and AEW, they're still filling content, so we do have to follow that for the show, which is good. You know, going for walks, which is nice. Thankfully, the weather's been cooperative. Trying to do more in-home workouts. Can't go to the gym, obviously. But just cleaning the house, getting stuff not that it wasn't cleaned up, but just like, you know, cleaning out old piece of clothes you don't wear anymore, hopefully to give it away to a homeless shelter at some point. But that's really a lot of movies, Netflix. That's it, man. Nothing going on. It's a weird time.
Do you feel like you're missing any kind of mania? Because that's what wrestling at this time of year does. It induces mania. So is that bothersome to you?
Oh, well, you know, like, I think it's going to hit me next week, because a week from today is when we were going to leave for Tampa. And just even watching the product on the air right now, they're doing it in front of an empty arena, which I know they're trying. They really are. But it is. I am feeling that emptiness, Fred. Yes, it's weird. Because usually you get amped up for it now. And
yeah, you get into like a manic state.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we're ready. And now it's depressing. It's
Do you talk to yourself when you're alone, Sarge?
No, I try to talk to as many people as possible.
No, I understand that. But I mean, I listen, every once in a while I'll talk to myself. You know, just kind of like,
Yeah, just like little stuff here and there, but not like, full conversation.
Like, what do you say to yourself when you're kind of alone in the apartment?
Nothing I can really think of off the top of my head. Like, I don't know. Oh, damn, should have done that. Oh, boy, I don't know. Something like that. I don't know.
It's not like when you're alone, it's like, no friends for the Sarge.
No, he's got plenty of friends.
Man. Now, no, Sarge, but you're alone. It's when you're alone. Sarge, everyone feels that way right now.
Yeah, it's weird.
Now, Sarge, is something going to replace the mania that WrestleMania would have given you? Is there something else that you're passionate about that you could get in a case of manic energy?
Well, thankfully, WrestleMania, it would have been one night. It's now two nights. So get a double dose out of it. So that'll help fill the void next weekend. But as far as, you know.
If you're not there and there's no audience.
I know.
Will that be enough mania? Like, it seems like that would be not as conducive to mania.
Weird. It's not going to be the same. It will definitely not be the same like you're referring to.
Sarge, have you considered doing an Instagram Live for the people?
Oh, I'd sign up for that. That'd be great.
I'd watch it.
Oh, hell
yeah,
yes.
Watch it too. Yeah. Maybe we will. I might do a trivia thing on Zoom. We've been talking about that. A lot of people are very interested.
Well, how the hell would we answer the trivia?
There's a little chat on the side. You can do it that way, or just, you know, punch it in the answers. A friend of mine did it on Facebook Live last night, which was really good. There was no competition to it, but just ask questions.
Sarge,
cool.
Will you promise to do one for us? Because I did one last night because I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Everyone's bored. Everyone's looking for something. So I just did like a quick 15-minute thing. Will you promise to do one today for us?
If not today, I'll do it tomorrow. If I don't do it today, definitely tomorrow.
Okay, well, give us an exact time that our listeners can do it and can look at your Instagram Live.
I will let you know, and then we can promote that. I appreciate that, Rich.
Okay, because I think that people would like to be able to ask Sarge anything.
Or at least, Rich, reach some state of mania.
Right.
Sarge mania.
That's it, buddy. That's it. It's just a crazy time. It's, it's real. It's. Can't do anything about it. We just have to play by the rules, and that's it.
That's right, Jackson.
So, how are you guys? You guys doing okay? You guys all right?
Suicidal, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sarge, thank you so much. We wanted to check in with you. We wanted to make sure you're okay. We love you very much, and thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Appreciate the call, guys.
All right. I want to say Instagram Live. Tell me when you're going to do it. I want our listeners to be able to ask you anything for a few minutes.
He's gone.
All right, he's gone.
Hopefully,
by the way,
he can. If hopefully, we can all, as a society, get together and have some mania.
Just a little bit of mania,
because WrestleMania.
Right. It's mania. Like, people are going insane. They're maniacs.
It's a mania of wrestling.
They've lost their minds. They've gone.
Does anyone
they've gone batty,
Fred. How effing stupid that name is.
Best. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WrestleMania. Yeah.
Maybe I'm losing my mind, but. Nonetheless, if Nick is going to text me again, I can't have that because he's got the very important job of twitching Wallach. All right. We'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.